Saddles. Hi, Brian. What's your
morning.
Cooking, Ryan? Hi, Eric. How are you?
Hey, BP. Hey,
BP.
Me and Joe.
Hi, Don. Hi, Ruthless. Good to see you.
Ruthless. The only crazy lady.
Hi, only crazy lady. Good to see you.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Old Man's Podcast Show with Dina, Joe, and Eric. Coming to you live from across the United States of America. I'm the old man. I'm here in Washington State. We've got Mr. Eric Kirk over in the state of Georgia and the lovely Dina Jo in Colorado. Mm-hmm. Hi, everybody. Welcome and thank you for joining us. We appreciate you all coming in. Good to see everybody. Thanks for coming into the live chat room. Good to see you all. Thanks for joining us today. Get the coffee going, or the coffee is good. Have yourself a cup of coffee and come on in and sit down and join the show. Hello, and to everybody that's downloading the show later in the day, thank you for your downloads. We appreciate your downloads. And thank you for your support. And if you're listening to us on the replay at 11 a.m. Pacific time on the WESN, thank you. Thank you, everybody. Good to see everybody. Hello, Moonchild. Hello, GB Man. Hello, Only Crazy Lady. Ruthless, good to see you. Dawn, good to see you, buddy. DP49, hello, hello. Yeah, Ryan, it's good to see you. Hi, Eric. Hello, Dina Jo.
Hello.
Welcome. It is May 25th, 2022.
Hi, Dee. Good to see you.
Welcome, everybody. Mm-hmm. Good to see y'all. And, tragic news yesterday, just to make sure we acknowledge it. You know, feel our hearts go out to all the people that suffered with that tragedy at that grade school, that shooting. Our hearts and prayers go to the family members. Terrible things. But you know what? You got to keep in mind, we are a population of almost 350 million people in this country. And tragic events happen every day. Every day. And what we need to do is we need to stop being manipulated by the media and being told by the media which ones get all our attention and which ones don't. You know, because there's other things that factors here. There's other agendas out there. So be aware of all the other tragedies. You know, there are tons of them that are going on out there. Evil is in the world. And evil people are going to do evil things. And Hope's challenge is to overcome corruption and evil. That's what Hope's challenge is. We hope for better days. And that challenge is, we have to overcome corrupt and evil days. So while we're sad in our heart, life goes on and we just keep moving forward. But don't get wrapped up in all the craziness that the media is going to be throwing out there and our political corruption that's going to be out there preaching all kinds of stuff to us today. So that's all I got to say about it. Life goes on. Let's move forward. And remember, I mean, you know, life is short. Remember when you say goodbye to your loved ones in that, make sure you tell them you love them. You love them and you know, you appreciate them because you never know what the day is in store for them. So there you go. That's what I got to say about that. I just felt I had to say something. And so I did. There you go. And now it's all quiet. Did you know that in 1977, on this date,
hey, Ralph.
Star Wars premiered. The original Star Wars premiered. Luke and the gang hit the big screen in 1977.
Yeah, some guy died, huh?
Man, I couldn't. Man, it was hard for me to understand. It was that far long ago. 1977. Good grief. That movie's old. That movie is old, old, old. And it was 6 years later that the second one came out. The second Star Wars in the series came out in 1986. It came out. Hey, Ralph, I was listening to a tape of your show, and you had a song playing. And it was, I don't know, some of the words was Crazy About Greens. It was an old kind of bluesy jazz song. Crazy about greens. What is that green song that you had? Do you remember? Do you know what song I'm talking about? It was hilarious. It was this guy just singing about greens, you know. Let's see. You have no idea. Man, and the thing is I don't know if I could ever find it again. I just happened to turn on the WESN and was listening to some music this morning. And there's this guy comes on, this old blues guy with a guitar playing, singing about eating greens. And it was absolutely hilarious. I got to need to try to find that song. It was something. Oh, really, Don? You got, it says that Empire Strikes Back was 1980? Huh. And Return of the Jedi was 1983? Where did I get my number, 1986, from? Huh. Well, there you go. In 1979, the movie Alien was released. Sigourney Weaver, the aliens come out. That was the first time I realized that alien movies, the best alien movies around are the ones that are going after people.
Hey, Rockin' Al.
And munching on people. Yeah, baby. That's it. Aliens. 1979. And Eric, I've got a little trivia thing here I want to throw your way. See if you know the answer. What 76 sex symbol actress was an avid motorcycle rider? She was riding motorcycles since she was a little girl growing up in Sweden, taught to ride motorcycles by one of her uncles. She can be seen riding in motorcycles in Viva Las Vegas and The Swingers. She was always, her favorite bike to ride was a Triumph. And she rode a Triumph so much in real life that the Triumph company actually featured her in their advertisements. Her coolest hog, though, was a Harley Davidson painted lavender and covered with daisies. Do you have any idea who that might be, Eric?
I'm not sure if it...
Go ahead.
I would either lean toward Goldie Hawn or Farrah Fawcett.
Oh, close. But I don't. Far. Anne Margaret, the actress Anne Margaret. Man, that was amazing when I read that. Yeah, she was. She did all her own. Whenever you saw her in those movies, Viva Las Vegas, that's the one she did with Elvis, I believe.
Oh, yeah. I think they dated at one time, too.
Did they? I don't know. But she loved herself some hogs, some big motorcycles. And that Triumph is a pretty good bike. Anyway, she rode her Triumph. What amazed me was she rode her Triumph so much that the organization actually contacted her and said, hey, we want to put you in some commercials. Yeah, no problem. Awesome stuff. Awesome stuff. Good times, everybody. Good times. So what's going on today, Dina Jo? Do you have any holidays or anything? What's going on?
Oh, let me bring it up. Hold on. Okay, it's National Wine Day.
Wine is in drinking wine, or wine is in whining?
No, drinking wine. It's National Drinking Wine Day.
Oh.
Excuse me. What is this? It's all set up differently. Let's see. May Revolution Day?
May Revolution Day. Interesting.
Celebrates Argentina. Argentinian. Well, it's all different. It's not how it used to be. They changed the whole website, and it has one thing, and then you have to click on all the other things to figure out what it is. Argentinian Day, having been colonialized by the Spanish, Argentina saw many attempts to being conquered by military campaigns in other nations, including the French military army. So it's their Freedom Day, I guess.
Yeah.
National Brown Bag It today. Take your lunch to school or work. Brown bag. Or school's already over with, isn't it?
Brown bag it. Brown bag it, people.
This one's important. National Missing Children's Day. That's extremely important.
Yeah, the one thing I do on Twitter is the people are always posting making these posts about missing kids, missing people. And I always make sure I share those things. Because one thing I just don't understand in this country is why, or in the world, why can't we leave the kids alone? You know, why can't we leave the kids alone? Because we're stealing them.
There's sick people out there.
Yeah, they're stealing them. You know, they're bringing harm their direction. You know, what's going on? Why all of a sudden are the kids? Why? And it's not all. I'm sorry. It's not all of a sudden. It has been this for decades, and yet nothing is getting done about it. You know, nothing's getting done about it. I mean, we just had this big old trial with the pedophile people, and did they ever release the names of the people that were going there and doing unbelievable, unsavory acts with kids and that on that island? No. Why are we protecting pedophiles? That's what I don't understand. Weird things. You know, the Mayas and these old ancient civilizations that aren't no longer around, they're nowhere to be found. There's actually really very little even proof they even existed, but they know they did. And I was thinking about that, and I was thinking, you know, the reason that they're not around anymore, I think, is because they started sacrificing kids. They started sacrificing kids, sacrificing babies, blood sacrifices, and then all of a sudden, poof, they're gone. What does that tell us? Weird.
Well, you know, that's why there's people out there like Two Patriots Mama who is trying very hard to battle that, but it takes more than just one to do that. So you could go to her website, to A Patriot Mama. I know Eric has all that information for her. That's all I know about her name, but she does a lot. She does a lot. She's also, Eric?
Yeah, she does. She is a staunch advocate of raising awareness to this issue and doing everything in her power to make sure children are protected and are being rescued from these organizations. And the price she winds up ultimately paying is on TikTok. She's been through at least 18 TikTok accounts that have been like permanently banned. And every time they ban her, she turns around and starts up another TikTok account until they ban her again. Because what you're seeing is you've got these, and I'm going to echo something that our friend James from Slightly Serious says. You're going to have douchebags in society no matter what. And I think what a lot of these douchebags on Twitter do, and excuse me, TikTok do, is when they discover that she's back on TikTok again, they start mass reporting her again because they don't like her message of saving and protecting children.
And that, to me, is insane. Why do you come against that kind of stuff? That doesn't make any sense. You know,
exactly.
You know, Mike Tyson said it best. You know, the problem with social media is you got people out there doing stuff like that against her, coming against what her noble cause, and they're saying all the stuff they can say and everything. And the reason they get away with it is because there's no one there to punch him in the face, you know.
And I would say they've got to have something to hide if they're taking away something from her that's doing nothing but helping. It's not anybody down. They've got to have something to hide. So I don't know.
I think you're really making a great point, Dina Jo, that these people who are just viciously attacking to a Patriot Mama because they don't like what she stands for, that would say to me that these people who want to attack her for what would appear to be no reason, is they're just as bad as these other child abusers and people like trafficking children for malicious purposes.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
Or as John Walsh would say to these people, you're protecting these pedophiles in order to save your ass.
Exactly. What is, like Dina Jo alluded to, what is it about their personality that they're protecting? You know, they're coming against her because they're protecting something about themselves.
I mean, there's just nothing wrong with protecting kids, period. There's nothing wrong with what she's doing or saying. So there's nothing, there's got to be something to hide, or they would be there saying, yeah, right on. Let's promote you. Let's help you.
It should be our number one priority is to protect the kids, protect the children, you know.
It's okay, Tuttles.
You know, and what is it with these kidnapping all these young teenagers and that too? Teenagers disappearing by the tons, you know. They're not runaways. I do not believe there are runaways. I believe they are people that are being snatched up. They're being snatched up and we never hear from them again, you know. The sex slave industry is alive and running rampant in America. You know, and people in power are behind it and they know it. That's why nothing ever gets done about it. You know, I mean, we have a worthless government. We really do. We have a worthless government. We have a tragedy like what happened in this school the other day.
Welcome.
And you got people saying they want to do this and that and this and that. Well, you know, these people have been in Congress for almost half a century. And they still haven't done anything about it. What makes you think they're going to do anything about it now? They're not. See, that's the whole thing. They get us, the populace, all stirred up and going against each other, you know, and they get everybody all stirred up, the populace stirred up, fighting against each other, and they sit back up there in their ivory towers just collecting their money, you know, becoming richer by the day, you know.
Hey,
because they don't do a darn thing about anything, you know. They don't. If they wanted to do something about stuff, it had been done centuries ago. Go back and read on a government, American government history. Go read some history about the government. Read about what goes on in the government. They have been corrupt for centuries. You know, the corruption goes back to the late 1700s, right after the government was formed, corruption began to take its hold. I mean, you know, it has, you know, people in power, they want more and they'll do whatever they can to get more. You know, it's time for the people to, it's time for the people to unite. We need to unite, everybody. We need to unite. Government can't handle united people. And that's what we need to unite. Put down your differences. We all have common. I mean, who's not for protecting kids? Who's not for protecting kids? Unless you're someone that abuses. Hey, you know, I mean, come on. I mean,
welcome.
Let's get this done. Let's get this going. You know, it's just like this school thing. When I was in school, I remember we had armed guards in school. Yeah, our security guards carried guns. When did they stop doing that? And why? Why did they stop doing that? It's going to be hard to not be, it's going to be hard to do a show and not, and try not to be, get excited about this kind of stuff because it's just crazy. Go ahead, Eric.
if my grandmother Pat was still alive, she would probably be saying that society started to decline when you know, prayer was removed from public schools. It was a non-denominational prayer, and you had like a group of atheists that went before the Supreme Court, you know, with the claim that it was unconstitutional, and then the Supreme Court was like, oh yes, you're right. And this is the same Supreme Court who gave us a controversial like abortion ruling that we come to find out later on was predicated on a lie, and other controversial rulings that the court should have just stayed out of when the legislative branch of government should have been, for lack of a better word, doing their job.
Yeah, the federal government needs to keep its hands out of all kinds of stuff. It's gotten
too big. And the 10th Amendment exists for a reason.
Exactly.
Yeah,
I mean, we are the United States of America. Each state is its own sovereignty and within itself. And we need to get back to that ideology that the states rule. The states are sovereign, and they make the rules in that, you know. And the federal government needs to just concentrate on protecting the United States, you know. I don't know. It's all crazy. It's all crazy. Do yourself the best thing you could do is study history, get into it, start figuring out what's going on, get you a copy of the Constitution, read it. It's not that hard to read. Read it, figure out what's going on. And I was talking with a guy the other day and about the Constitution. People say, well, the Constitution's outdated. No, it's not. No, it is not, as a matter of fact. I mean, everything it says is it can be, you know, go back to the basic Constitution with the 10 amendments and everything would be like it should be. Oh, yeah, what about this person's right? What part of we the people do you not fall under? I mean, in today's day and age, we are all we the people. I don't care what religion, what gender, I don't care any of that stuff. You fall under we the people, and these are our inalienable rights. Everybody.
Welcome, Eric.
You know, and if we would get back to that basic stance and take control of our country, things would be a whole lot better. Go ahead, Eric. I'm sorry.
And also remember, if whether it's in the Constitution or in the Declaration of Independence, the phrase of "we are endowed by our Creator with certain inalienable rights," you know, endowed by our Creator means that our rights don't come from the government. Our rights come from God. And yes, born, God is real.
Yeah. As soon as you're born, you have rights, you know.
And among those rights is the promise of life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness.
Exactly. And that's a promise to everybody. That's a promise to everybody. And you're thinking, you might be thinking, people would think, yeah, well, what about the different religions and all this and that? Well, that's why the First Amendment says the freedom of religious expression, you know.
Hi, Sarge.
I mean, Muslims have just as much rights here as Christians and that. I mean, it's all, you know, we the people. We need to quit being, just led by our noses. You know, something happens and it's ignored by the media because it doesn't quite fit the agenda that's going on.
The narrative.
Same thing happens, only it might involve a little bit different, you know, a little bit different group, you know, and then all of a sudden the media goes crazy. Well, it's the same thing that just happened. You know, I think our biggest mistakes, our biggest downfalls in this country was the assassinations of JFK and Martin Luther King. How much better would this country be if those two hadn't have been assassinated? You know, and I think their assassinations go far deeper than just some crazy person shooting them. I mean, there were powers that be that didn't want them to take to go. They would be appalled. They would be
appalled. And those powers that be may have like had a lot of dirt on so many people back in their time, and the people that they had dirt on were like, we've got to silence them.
Yep, exactly. So we would just do ourselves a big favor if, like, we would do like we talk about on the show all the time. Look beyond your differences with your fellow citizens, and let's start bringing a moral hygiene back into this country. I mean, come on. We got to get like I said, Hope's biggest challenge is overcome corruption. You know, that's our biggest challenge. Hope's biggest challenge is to overcome corruption. And that's what we got to do. We got to fight against the corruptions. You know, we got to go, we got to join hand in hand, put our differences aside as a people. And we, the people, need to overcome the corruption. We're almost at it's too late. It's almost too late. They've gotten too big. The corruption's gotten too big and all this and that, you know. And I'll always be a firm believer of this. The only thing that keeps things from getting any worse than any worse than what they are at a quicker pace is because we have armed citizens in this country, you know. So there you go. And they can't do anything. They can't do anything they want as long as people have guns. And I know, you know, you might be against guns. And, you know, that's fine. If you, you know, with these rights that we have, the right to bear arms, that's not saying that you're allowed to keep guns in that. No, that means that they're not allowed to take them from us. You know, it's a right. And if you don't want your right, if you don't want to exercise any of your 10 amendments rights, well, then don't do them. It's fine. But don't tell me I can't, you know, because my rights don't hinge on another person's opinion. You know, and it's just, come on. We just got to get back to common sense. We got to get back to common sense. We have a common enemy in this country, and it's the powers that are running this country. You know, the people in the shadows, you know. I don't know. We need to wake up, everybody. We need to wake up. Stop being,
welcome.
You know, stop being manipulated by the media and the powers of the government. Stop being manipulated. You know, why are we upset? Because the media told us to be upset. Here's a simple example of what I'm talking about. How come now all of a sudden you don't see anybody drinking water unless it's coming out of a bottle? You don't see anybody drinking water unless it's coming out of a bottle, you know, or some kind of sports holder or something. You know, you never see anybody drinking out of the faucets anymore. Why? Who told us that that wasn't good? It was good for decades. But then all of a sudden, somebody decided, hey, we can make money if we get people to stop drinking water out of faucets and out of the hose.
I guess.
And tell them that the only good water they can drink comes from a little plastic bottle.
Hey, Jess.
Tell me I'm wrong. Now you can't see, you don't see anybody that's not doing anything, you know. Wow. I mean, your water might taste terrible now. That's because you got used to drinking all this stuff in the bottles. But it wasn't terrible when we were kids.
Well, you go buy your water too.
I know. That's just it. You know, I've fallen in line with everybody else. I'm right in there with the herd, marching in tune with everybody else. You know, it's like, why are we doing this? You know? Well, I mean, why are we being manipulated? You know, why are we being guided down a certain path? You know, because we're just getting to the point where we just do not think for ourselves anymore. No, don't think for yourself. It's okay. Let somebody else think for you. Let the government think for you, and let the government and the media tell you how to think. Let the kids in school be told what to think instead of taught how to think. I mean, it's crazy. It's just getting crazy, folks. Getting crazy. And we need to try to fix it. We need to try to fix it. Shed it. Because my water turns black and black stuff comes out of my kitty's eyes. Ugh. Oh my gosh, my gosh, my gosh. It's just, we just need to start opening our eyes. We need to start becoming individuals again, you know. I mean, individuals as far as a mass people. We can be individuals in a crowd. and the crowd needs to join forces. Whatever. All right.
Well, crows are coming.
Crows are coming. The crows are coming. Well, yeah. Turn off the news, everybody. Turn off the news. Go ahead, Eric.
Well, I think I found out something from Spanky last night that I think I understood him to say he's got another, like, you know, medical ailment going on, and doctors are going to have to also do surgery on his neck. So,
yeah,
the Beans of Weenie show going live on Podbean maybe on hold until after that's done, unless him and Scooter are able to set it up to where he could do the show remotely instead of in the same studio.
Exactly. So, keep him in your prayers. He's got a lot of problems.
He just can't seem to catch a break. He's been through two battles with COVID and a leg amputation and now this. But I know he's not the only one who's dealing with a medical dilemma. I know our friend Marty, we're missing her in chat this morning because she's going through for a catheter procedure in order for heart doctors to determine like the route and like them mm-hmm. having to replace like a heart valve because mm-hmm. she's about to have heart surgery.
Yeah.
And then we know Saucy is still hospitalized. Saucy. Yeah. You know, from where she's had her leg amputated. Doctors were able to successfully perform that surgery since infection. And then Will from the Art of Floundering podcast, you know, who's been having to take ketamine treatments because of severe pain from a freak accident 6 years ago. And doctors were able to schedule him to undergo his surgery in September. And he's probably going to endure, you know, a lengthy hospitalization and rehab. So keep him in your prayers.
Exactly. Exactly. Yeah. Keep people up in prayer, you know, that they'll get better. Yeah. I'm really kind of saddened by Scooter. Spanky. Yeah. I like that guy.
Spanky and Scooter and Bubba really just, you know, have such great comic time and they know how to really make you laugh. And, you know, and we really need more authentic comedy like that.
Yeah.
Hey, that guy.
That guy's here. Hi, that guy. Good to see you.
Welcome back, Don.
Well, yesterday, Grammy and I, we had that little outing that we went to, and there was a magician there. And I tell you what, this guy was awesome. This guy was awesome. I mean, he was an illusionist. He was an illusionist, did a lot of card stuff. And I mean, he was doing stuff that was blowing my mind. I mean, I don't go and watch a magician to try to see how they do the stuff. I just want to be entertained. And this guy entertained. And he was funny too. He was like a real quick with the jokes. And he was doing this one thing and we're just all a bunch of old people sitting in there, you know, and he's trying to do this thing with tic-tac-toe. He goes, okay, where do you start with tic-tac-toe? We're going to start with the zero. Okay, it goes in the middle. Okay, put it in the middle. And he goes, okay, now the next move is an X. Where would you want to put this X? And then people would yell, put it up over in the right-hand corner. Here? Yeah. So we'd put it there. And then it got to the point where the X's were going to win. I mean, you had two X's in a row. You had to put an O in the bottom right-hand corner to stop X from winning, you know. And he goes, okay, where do we want to put this O? And somebody goes, upper left-hand corner. And he looks at him and goes, do you know how to play tic-tac-toe? I mean, it was hilarious. It was absolutely hilarious. The guy was funny. And so we got through that skit. But the one thing that blew my mind is he would call people up from the crowd to come help him. And I don't know why him and I just clicked and he had me come up several times and helped him with his things. But I'm up there and I'm standing next to my brother-in-law and there's five of us up there and there's four of us up there and he had these five envelopes and he had each of us pick an envelope He had the girl pick an envelope. Okay, we got five envelopes. Pick an envelope. Which one do you want? I want number two. Okay. Are you sure you want that one? Yes, I am. Okay. And then he did that all the way through, and we all picked our envelopes. And then he like the girl, he started with her. Okay, pull out what's inside your envelope. And inside the envelope was a little thing written in there saying, the person that holds this envelope is a woman. And it was like, wow, how did that happen? You know, how did they do that? You know? And then the guy next to me, he opens up his envelope. He was sitting there, older gentleman, plaid shirt, glasses, clean shaved. He opened up his envelope, pulled it out, and he says, the person that holding this envelope will have on glasses. How in the French toast did he know that happened? You know, how did he do that, you know? And then he come to me, and he says, open up yours. And he goes, now, did you pick the envelope you wanted? Yes, I did. I picked the envelope I wanted. Did I give you a chance to change? Yes, I did, and I didn't. I opened it up, and he goes, the person holding this envelope will have facial hair. I was the only one up there with a beard. What? And then my brother-in-law is sitting, standing next to me. And he goes, all right, I want you to open yours and tell us what it says. And I lean over to my brother-in-law, Major, and I whisper in his ear, if it says you and I are related, I'm passing out. That's how good this guy was. And it said, he opened it up and he goes, the person holding this card's name is Major.
Welcome back, Rufus.
And that's his name, Major Harris.
I don't believe that one. Did he say he was coming to the show? Did he RSVP to the show that he had a space so they knew that there was going to be a Major in the show? They had to know and Grammy and Major were coming.
Well, maybe. Yeah, and that's true. But how did he pick that envelope out of five envelopes?
I don't know. That I don't know.
Well, there you go. Well, there you go.
Hi, yeah. Alice. Welcome.
It was fun, and his card tricks were hilarious and fun. We're sitting there in the presentation, and he'd come around, hey, do you want to see some magic tricks? While he's sitting there, while we're all sitting at our table, and he'd do these magic tricks. The guy is great, and he's got an excellent story, too, a life story. And his name is Curtis Martin. Curtis Martin, and he lives here in the Pacific Northwest, and I believe Vancouver. I believe he lives here. And so I got to talk to him after the show. Just a real super nice guy. Has a nice story, encouraging. And I gave him a card for the show. Hi, Doss. And we're going to touch base later on because I'd really like to get him to come in the show and just talk to him and talk to him about his magic act and about his story, because he's a retired military guy. And he's just got a fascinating story. I'm not going to go into it because I'd rather have him come into the show and tell his story. So hopefully down the line, we'll have Curtis the Magician on and he'll come in and tell us some good things and some funny things about magic and that kind of stuff. Good nice. Times. I love magic. Magic is fascinating. Like I said, I don't try to figure out how they do it. You know, I'd rather just be entertained by it. You know, blow my mind. And he did. He blew my mind several times. And it was just good times. Mr. White is in the house. I see you, Mr. White. Hi, good to see you, buddy. Mr. A, hello. That's it. Yeah, good times. Yeah. So that's it. Man, ain't got nothing else to talk about.
Oh.
Yep. Got anything to talk about? Got any subjects?
It's National Senior Health and Fitness Day. We can continue with that.
Yes, we can. Yeah, that sounds good. Senior Health and Fitness Day.
Mm-hmm. National Sing Out Day.
Sing Out?
Yes, Sing Out. National Sing Out Day.
Like just go outside and just start singing?
I guess. National
Sing Out Day. Like that? Okay.
I guess so. National Tap Dance Day, so you can tap dance while you're
singing. Oh, man, I wish I could tap dance. Those old Broadville acts from the 20s, when they do the tap dancing and all that stuff. Mm-hmm. There's a movie out called Tap. T-A-P, Tap. It's got Gregory Hines in it, one of the best tap dancers of the modern age. And in it, it's about him and his tap dancing. He plays an ex-con. He gets involved in gets involved in his dance routines again in the neighborhood. He wants to break out of the old style tap dancing, vaudeville tap dancing, and break into the new style of dancing. And the whole movie's centered around that, him coming back into it. But the key thing about this movie is it has all these old school tap dancers in it, like Sammy Davis Jr. That guy could dance. And they have this, there's this one scene in the movie where they have, he's in there talking to all these old guys and someone says something. Yeah, well, I could kick your butt dancing. Oh yeah, I bet you can't. And someone yells challenge. And someone gets on the music and starts playing all this music. And man, he starts, they start this dance off and it is fascinating to watch all these old school tap dancers. Tap dancing. So if you get a chance, it's an old movie, like I said, TAP is the name of it. Tap with Gregory Hines. You need to check it out. It's a fun movie. Go ahead, Dina Jo.
Nice. All right. We did National Wine Day. It's also Towel Day, National Towel Day. So I guess respect your towel. Everybody needs one every day. Hopefully.
So when you're taking a shower and you're all clean and you dry yourself off, you know, you're using a clean towel on a green, clean body. You're just wiping the water off. Why do you have to wash your towels?
I don't wash my towel after every use.
Interesting. Okay, go ahead.
That's it.
What? That's all there is?
Yeah, there was a lot.
It didn't seem like it.
Hi, Mohammed. Welcome.
Didn't seem like there was much to it. But what do you know? Hey, so today, though, in the music, we got Al Yankovic stuff, right?
Weird Al.
Yeah, Weird Al. That guy is fascinating. I was reading some history on him. I'm not going to say anything because I don't know what you're going to say, and I don't want to steal your thunder. Mm-hmm. I don't want you to get upset, so I want to steal your thunder. But he's been around a long time. Weird Al has.
Yes, he has.
So, well, you know what? We're a few minutes
early. Hi, John Gill.
Hey, John. Good to see
you. We're a few minutes early, but so without further ado, let's do this. Are you ready? It's time for Dina Jo to take control. Presenting music history, sharing information on artists and their music. Here she is, Dina Jo!
Wednesday, May 25th, we're going to be doing Weird Al songs today. A little history about Weird Al. Alfred Matthew Yankovic, better known as singer, songwriter, musician, satirist, comedian, producer, and director. Weird Al Yankovic looks great for his age. He's a vegan who doesn't drink or smoke. He's been consistently recording music since 1979. During this time, he's released 14 studio albums, 2 EPs, almost 50 singles, and another 50 music videos to match. Some of his tunes are originals, but the Prince of Parodies is the obvious best known for lampooning other artists. Even when just considering the latter group of songs, picking the greatest is no easy task. We're just the oddballs to tackle. Here are 7 of Weird Al Yankovic's parody songs. All right, number 1, we're going to start with My Bologna, somewhat appropriate given the artist Weird Al Yankovic's first single, My Bologna, was recorded in a men's bathroom, as this was the only space available to a student disc jockey at Cal Poly in 1979. Nevertheless, Yankovic's ode to Oscar Mayer is a parody of the Nax My Sharona was a huge hit on the Dr. Demento show. the success as well as the chance encounter with the Knack's Doug Figger earned Al a recording deal with Capitol Records and would mark the beginning of his 40-year career. Here is My Baloney.
Ooh, my little hungry one, open up a package of my bologna. Ooh, I think the toast is done, the toast is done. Top it with a little of my bologna. Never gonna stop, eat it up. Such a tasty snack, I always eat too much. And so on, but I'll soon be back to my, yeah, yeah. Woo! My bologna. Spread it on the mustard now, show me how. Spread it on a little of this bologna, hoping that we don't run out, if we do, I'm sure that I'll miss bologna, never gonna stop, eat it up, such a fancy snack, I always eat too much, and grow up, but I'll soon be back for my, yeah, yeah, woo, my bologna, my bologna, hey!
Love him on the accordion.
Oh my.
Go into the market now. Market now. I'm the city's biggest bologna buyer. Walking down the shopping aisle. Shopping aisle. Filling up my basket with Oscar Mayer. Never gonna.
My Bologna, Weird Al.
All right. Number two on our list is going to be Another One Rides the Bus. Another One Rides the Bus was recorded in an actual studio live in Dr. Demento's booth, to be precise, but that doesn't mean it's high-quality recording. It featured Al cranking away on his accordion while drummer John Bermuda Swartz won Alkovich and randomly met in the hallway minutes before the recording, was banging on the accordion case as the drum. The lyrics to the tunes Queen's Another One Bites the Dust into a ditty about being trapped on a crowded bus were both hilarious and relatable. A 22-year-old Al Lilly cracked the Hot 100s for the first time. Here is Another One Rides the Bus.
Riding in a bus down the boulevard and the pace was pretty packed. But a seesaw had to stand with a pervert in the back. It was smelling like a locker room. There was junk all over the floor. We're already packed in like sardines, but we're stopping to pick up more. Look out! Another one rides the bus. Another one rides the bus. And another comes on, and another comes on. Another one rides the bus. Hey, he's gonna sit by you. Another one rides the bus. That's a suitcase poking me in the ribs. There's an elbow in my ear. There's a smelly old bum standing next to me. He hasn't showered in a year. Well, I think I'm missing a contact lens. I think my wallet's gone. And I think this bus is stopping again. Let a couple more freaks get on. Look out! Another one rides the bus. Another one rides the bus. And another comes on. And another comes on. Another one rides the bus. Hey, he's gonna sit by you. Another one rides the bus. Another one rides the bus. Another one rides the bus. Ow! Another one rides the bus. Hey, hey! Another one rides the bus. Hey, 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 hey. The
window doesn't open and the fan is broke and my face is turning blue. I haven't been in a crowd like this since I went to see The Who. I should have got off a couple miles ago, but I couldn't get to the door. There isn't any room for me to breathe. Now we're going to pick up more, yeah. Another one rides a bus.
Hi, Gina.
Another one rides a bus. And another,
Gina,
comes, and another comes on. Another one rides a bus. Hey, he's going to sit by you. Another one rides a bus.
Another one rides the bus.
Welcome, Badir.
Hi, Badir. Welcome.
That's just fun stuff right there. That's just fun stuff.
All right. Next on our list, number three, is going to be Eat It. Upon its 1984 release, Eat It became Weird Al's biggest hit by far. Included on his second studio album in 3D, the parody contained plenty of silly sounds and lyrics about trying
Hi, Gina.
To feed a picky eater, but was professional sounding imitation of Michael Jackson's Beat It. It featured Rick Derringer on the guitar solo.
I'm filthy Matching breakfast.
The music video for Eat It was shot for a shot by shot remake of Jackson's original that added some slapstick that actually used some of the same dancers. Eat It hit number 12 on the Billboard Hot 100. Was certified gold and earned Yankovic his first Grammy for Best Comedy Performance. Here is Eat It.
Kids are starving in Japan, so eat it, just eat it. Don't wanna argue, I don't wanna debate. Don't wanna hear about what kind of food you hate. You won't get no dessert till you clean up your plate, so eat it. Don't you tell me you're full, just eat it, eat it. Get yourself an egg and beat it. Have some more chicken, have some more pie. It doesn't matter if it's boiled or fried. Just eat it, just eat it, just eat it, just eat it. Your table manners are a crying shame. You're playing with your food to sing some kind of game.
I swear.
Now if you starve to death, okay, you'll just have yourself to blame. So eat it, just eat it. You better listen, better do what you're told. You haven't even touched your tuna casserole. Ooh. You better chow down, or it's gonna get cold. So eat it. I don't care if you're full, just eat it. Eat it. Open up your mouth and feed it. Have some more yogurt, have some more Spam. It doesn't matter if it's fresh or canned. Just eat it. Eat it. Don't you make me repeat it. Have a banana, have a whole bunch. It doesn't matter what you had for lunch. Just eat it, eat it, eat it, eat it. Eat it, eat it, eat it, eat it.
Yeah, I want to know who played the guitar part.
It said it was, I said it was Rick Derringer.
Oh, okay. You did a good job sounding like Eddie Van Halen. You don't like it, you can't send it back. Just eat it. Eat it. Get yourself an egg and beat it. Some more chicken, have some more pie. It doesn't matter if it's boiled or fried. Just eat it, eat it, eat it. that's the first one that got my attention when he did that one. It was like, oh my gosh, this guy is great.
That's funny. Okay, number four is Like a Surgeon. After Madonna released Like a Virgin in 1984, a friend of hers remarked to the artist that it wouldn't be long before Weird Al released Like a Surgeon. The conversation was eventually relayed to Yankovic himself, who ran with the idea. The result, a ditty about a surgeon fresh out of medical school who was one of the comedian's biggest hits,
you're good, reaching Don.
Number 47 and 100, Hot 100. The single, second single off his third album, Dare to Be Stupid, and is a staple for his live shows today. Here is Like a Surgeon. Welcome, JXR.
I made it through med school. Somehow I made it through. I'm just an intern. I still make a mistake or two. I was last in my class. Barely passed at the institute. Now I'm trying to avoid. Yeah, I'm trying to avoid. Malpractice suit. Hey, like a surgeon, cutting for the very first time. Like a surgeon, organ transplants are my line. Better give me all your gauze, nurse. This patient's fading fast. Complications have.
Me too, that guy, until this song.
Let me see that IV. Here we go. Time to operate. I'll pull his insides out. Pull his insides out and see what he ate. Like a surgeon.
Hey!
Cutting for the very first time. Like a surgeon, here's a waiver for you to sign. Whoa, 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 whoa. It's a fact, I'm a quack, the disgrace of the patients died. Yeah, my patients died before they can pay. Like a surgeon.
Hey!
Cutting for the very first time. Like a surgeon. Got your kidneys on my mind. Like a surgeon. Ooh, like a surgeon. When I reach inside with my scalpel and my forceps and retractors. Oh, 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 oh. Ooh, baby. Yeah, I can hear your heartbeat.
Okay, number five, moving on to, this one's great, Amish Paradise. Rapper Coolio didn't want Weird Al making a parody of his hit song Gangster's Paradise, but Al mistakenly heard that Coolio had approved and went ahead with the release of Amish Paradise. The lead single off of Al's 1966 album Bad Hair Day ended up hitting number 53 on the Hot 100, and that's when Al found out Coolio wasn't actually cool with the spoof. Eventually, the two artists patched up the miscommunication over the Amish Paradise, a favorite song and video to many fans. Here is Amish Paradise.
patched it up probably with some money.
As I walk through the valley where I harvest my grain, I take a look at my wife and realize she's very plain. But that's just perfect for an Amish like me, who know I shun fancy things like electricity. At 4:30 in the morning, I'm milking cows. Jebediah feeds the chickens and Jacob plows. Fool, and I've been milking and plowing so long that even Ezekiel thinks that my mind is gone. I'm a man of the land, I'm into discipline. Got a Bible in my hand and a beard on my chin. But if I finish all of my chores and you finish thine, then tonight we're gonna party like it's 1699. We've been spending most our lives living in an Amish paradise. I churn butter once or twice, living in an Amish paradise. It's hard work and sacrifice.
Welcome, Joyce.
A local boy kicked me in the butt last week. I just smiled at him and I turned the other cheek. I really don't care. In fact, I wish him well. Cause I'll be laughing my head off when he's burning in hell. But I ain't never punched a tourist, even if he deserved it. An Amish with a tool, you know that's unheard of. I never wear buttons, but I got a cool hat. And my homies agree, I really look good in black, fool. If you come to visit, you'll be bored to tears. We haven't even paid the phone bill in 300 years. But we ain't really quaint, so please don't point and stare. We're just technologically impaired. There's no phone, no lights, no motor car, not a single luxury. Like Robinson Crusoe, it's as primitive as can be. We've been spending most our lives living in an Amish paradise. We're just plain and simple guys living in an Amish paradise. There's no time for sin and vibes living. Chin up the buggy, churning lots of butter. Raise the barn on Monday, soon I'll raise another. Think you're really righteous? Think you're pure in heart? Well, I know I'm a million times as humble as thou art. I'm the pious guy the little omelets wanna be like, on my knees day and night, scoring points for the afterlife. So don't be vain and don't be whiny, or else, my brother, I might have to get medieval on your hiney. We've been spending most our lives living in an Amish paradise. Crazy Mennonites living in an Amish paradise. There's no cops or traffic lights living in an Amish paradise. But you'd probably think it bites living in an Amish paradise.
Yeah. Amish paradise.
That's funny. Okay. Number six is It's About the... I've never heard this one. The Pantomimes? I've never heard this one of his, so I thought we'd play it. Weird Al is always big with geeks and nerds, but the status was strengthened with the release of It's All About the Pantomimes on Running with Scissors, the album. Second single, Blight... parody of Puff Daddy's It's All About the Benjamins rock remix, and featured a barrage of involving the narratives, foes, technology, and verity, and was overloaded with IT lingo. The video is arguably even bigger production, hilariously referencing not just the video for It's All About the Benjamins, but also about Mo Money, Mo Problems, and it included a guest appearance by fellow nerd Drew Car. Here is All About the Pantomimes.
It's all about the Pantomimes, baby.
Yeah, the music's doing that again, the up and down.
I always suspect it's a Podbean algorithm thing, too.
Yeah, you can hear it, too, huh?
Yeah, it can kind of, like, fade in and out, or it kind of has to, like, buffer.
Yeah.
In case anybody's just joining the Old Man's Podcast with Demon Joe and Eric, we encourage you to hit that follow or subscribe button. And we appreciate you downloading this episode. And if you would like, we encourage you to also download Podbean and come to our shows weekdays, 10 a.m. Eastern Time, 7 a.m. Pacific. I'm down with Bill Gates, I call him Eric. Money for short. Yeah. I phone him up at home, man, I make him do my tech support. It's all about the premium. What? You gotta be the dumbest newbie I've ever seen. You've got white out all over your screen. You think your Commodore 64 is really neato? What kind of chip you got in there, a Dorito? You're using a 286, don't make me laugh. Your window boots up in what, a day and a half? You could back up your whole hard drive on a floppy diskette. You're the biggest joke on the internet. Your database is a disaster. Your wax and your modem trying to make it go faster. Hey fella, I bet you're still living in your parents' cellar. Downloading pictures of Sarah Michelle Gellar and posting me too like some brain dead AOLer. I should do the world a favor and cap you like old Yella. You're just about as useless as JPEGs to Helen Keller.
Rule cyber space and crunch numbers like I do. They call me the king of the spreadsheets. Got them all printed out on my bed sheets. My new computer's got the clocks and rock, but it was obsolete before I opened the box. You say you've had your desktop for over a week? Uh-huh. Throw that junk away, man, it's an antique. Your laptop is a month old? Yeah. Well, that's great. If you could use a nice heavy paperweight, my digital media is right protected. Every file inspected, no viruses detected. I beta tested every operating system. Gave props to some and others I dissed them. While your computer's crashing, mine's multitasking. It does all my work without me even asking. Got a flat screen monitor 40 inches wide. I believe that yours says Etch a Sketch on the side. In a 32-bit world, you're a 2-bit user. You've got your own news group, all total loser. Your motherboard melts when you try to send a fax. Where'd you get your CPU in a box of Cracker Jacks? Play me online, well you know that I'll beat you. If I ever meet you, I'll control all the leaks you. One.
Okay, lastly on our list today is White and Nerdy. Keeping with the nerd theme, Weird Al released White and Nerdy, a spoof of a crazy Camillier Crazy Bones. I think I'm saying the name of that band right. Writing in 2006. The lead single off Straight Out of Linwood makes references to everything from Dungeons and Dragons to Stephen Hawking to Monty Python, and Star Trek in a loud and proud way. White and Nerdy was Weird Al's first top 10 hit, soaring as high as number 9 while seeing more than millions copies after another first for Al Yankovic singles. Camillier was reportedly a big fan of the parody and was impressed by Al's rapping skills. Here is White and Nerdy.
My front lawn. I know they're all thinking I'm so white and nerdy. Think I'm just too white and nerdy. Think I'm just too white and nerdy. Can't you see I'm white and nerdy? Look at me, I'm white and nerdy. I wanna roll with the gangsters, but so far they all think I'm too white and nerdy. Think I'm just too white and nerdy. Think I'm just too white and nerdy. I'm just too white and nerdy. Really, really white and nerdy.
First in my class here at MIT. Got skills, I'm a champion of D&D. D&D MC Escher, that's my favorite MC. Keep your 40, I'll just have an Earl Grey tea. My ribs never spin, to the contrary, you'll find that they're quite stationary. All of my action figures and cherry, Stephen Hawking's in my library. My MySpace page is all totally pimped out, got people begging for my top 8 spaces. Yo, I know pie to a thousand places, ain't got no grills, but I still wear braces. I order all of my sandwiches with mayonnaise. I'm a whiz, a minesweeper, I can play for days. Once you see my sweet moves, you're gonna stay amazed. My thing's moving so fast, I'll set the place ablaze. There's no killer rap I haven't run, at Pascal, well I'm number one. Do vector calculus just for fun, I ain't got a gap, but I got a soldering gun. Happy Days is my favorite theme song, I can sure kick your butt in a game of ping pong. I'll ace any trivia quiz you bring on, I'm fluent in JavaScript as well as Klingon. It's hard, I say,
you see me roll on my Segway. I know in my heart they think I'm wide and nerdy.
Think I'm just too wide and nerdy.
Think I'm just too wide and nerdy.
Can't you see I'm wide and nerdy?
Look at me, I'm wide and nerdy.
I like to roll with the gangsters, although it's apparent I'm too wide and nerdy.
Think I'm just too wide and nerdy.
Think I'm just too wide and nerdy.
I'm just too wide and nerdy.
How'd I get so wide and nerdy?
I've been browsing, inspecting X-Men comics, you know I collect them. The pens in my pocket, I must protect them. My ergonomic keyboard never leaves me bored. Shopping online for deals on some writable media, I edit Wikipedia. I memorize Holy Grail really well, I can recite it right now and have you ROTFLOL. I got a business doing websites, while friends need some code, who do they call? I do HTML for them all, even made a homepage for my doll. Yo, I got myself a fanny pack, they were having a sale down at the Gap. Spend my nights with a roll of bubble wrap, pop pop, hope no one sees me getting freaky.
I'm nerdy in the extreme and wider than sour cream.
I was in a V club and Glee club and even the chess team. Only question I ever thought was hard, what do I like, Kirk or do I like Picard?
Spend every weekend at the Renaissance Fair, got my name on my underwear. They see me strolling, they laughing and rolling their eyes, cause I'm so wide and nerdy.
Just because I'm wide and nerdy.
Just because I'm wide and nerdy.
All because I'm wide and nerdy.
Holy cow, I'm wide and nerdy. I wanna bowl with the gangsters, but oh well, it's obvious I'm wide and nerdy.
Think I'm just too wide and nerdy.
Think I'm just too wide and nerdy.
I'm just too wide and nerdy.
Look at me, I'm wide and nerdy.
That's true.
There you go.
There you go. That's the list today, Weird Al.
Thanks, Dina Jo.
You're welcome.
So is there problems with the music again today? Was it going in and out?
It was. Towards
I wonder
the
if it's
middle.
My phone. I wonder if it's my phone. I might try switching up and doing the music through a tablet instead of my phone, see if that don't help. I've been having trouble with my phone lately. It's acting weird. I don't know,
well,
Shannon.
We had a Tenacious DA played him yesterday.
My phone is weird. My phone's acting weird. Weird Al is somebody that I would like to go see in concert. I think he'd put on a great concert. He's got a ton of albums out there too. You can find him. And he, like I said, I mentioned earlier in a show yesterday or day before that Weird Al, his career has lasted longer than most of the people he makes parodies of. So what does that say? I mean, there you go. The guy is just hilarious. What a great artist. Mm-hmm. Very talented. Very talented.
Oh, he really isn't. He's in Denver next weekend. Didn't know.
Jess says, but I would imagine it's probably a sold out show.
Oh, it probably got sold out a long time ago. Yeah. That'd be something to go see. That would be fantastic.
I guess people who didn't think to book their tickets early, I think they'll probably have to think next time to book early.
I think he's like 72 years old. I think Weird Al's 72 years old, if I'm not mistaken. He's an old guy now, doing some good stuff.
Elaine Hawkins Opera House.
All right, we're out of here. We're going to close this thing down. Got things to do, people to see. Thanks, everybody, for tuning in to the Old Man's Podcast Show with Dina Jo and Eric. Appreciate y'all coming in and supporting the show. Hit that follow button. If you're new to the show, hit that follow button. And if you're listening to it on the download, you can also hit the follow button then, too. Give us some likes. Give us some follows. We'd appreciate it. Thanks, everybody. Eric, you got some shows coming up you want to promote?
Coming up on Podbean Live today, as usual, you'll have Milk Dog and Jeff Moore. And at 3 p.m. Eastern time, you'll have the Frankie D Show, which I'm sure Tuttles and Tron Cat and maybe Cubella and Mr. A will show up for that. And then I believe John Gill's taking off again today and Friday, but he promises to be back next week. And of course, the Gray Area is coming on tomorrow, like after we wrap up, and with the Beans and Weenie show likely being on hiatus, another good comedy show worth checking out is the Potluck Brothers podcast that goes live at 7 p.m. Eastern Time opposite Slacker 82 Alpha. And I know we'll be back tomorrow morning along with Ralph. And then you've got Low Stairs and Pores and Talk Hard coming up tomorrow evening. So be on the lookout for that and many more friends.
Yeah. Yep, we'll be here 7 a.m. Down on us. We'll be here weird and ready to go. Yeah, buddy. And now, a final word from Dina Jo.
Be the reason someone smiles today. Let your smile change the world, but don't let the world change your smile. Thanks for joining us today, you guys. We had so much fun. I hope you guys did too. We will see you tomorrow. See you around Podbean. Bye.
Dina Jo. All right. Have fun. Have a good day, everybody. Go out there, do random acts of kindness. Be nice to people. Be polite. Be courteous. Open the doors. Smile. Smile at people. And we will hook up with you later. Our music's done.
And happy graduation to our graduating seniors as well.
Oh, amen. Yeah.
Love you. God bless you. We'll do it again next time.
Have a good day.
Later, Gators.